Benson Nature Group, and this article is written by Val Siddiqui. Nature in lockdown and beyond. As the lockdown gradually eases, our interest in nature continues, with Benson Nature Group's following on Facebook increasing from 170 at the beginning of the year to 230 today, the 12th of June. During lockdown, we have all shared sightings, questions, and knowledge. People have reported on what they have seen across Benson's green spaces on their daily exercise, or particularly at Warwick Spinney, Millbrook Mead, and the crestbeds in New Elm. Various birds, moths, dragonflies, hedgehogs, deer, as well as a plethora of wildflowers, have all featured in Facebook posts, as well as pipistrelle bats along the Thames. Tom recorded 38 moths of 13 species at Warwick Spinney one evening in May, including a bufftip and a beautiful and large privet hawk moth. A blue tit was reported to be nesting in a postbox. Broad-bodied chasers were seen laying eggs in the water at the crestbeds, and swifts, house martings, swallows, lesser white-throated kingfisher, and a tawny owl were all observed locally. Sightings in Benson Gardens included a spotted flycatcher, a monkjack deer, a family of five hedgehogs, a family of bullfinches, a nuthatch, a cuckoo, a large red damselfly, rare and exotic bee orchids, pine and hummingbird hawk moths, a scarlet tiger moth, and a false widow spider. The clear skies offered rare views of Mercury close to Venus, attracting several comments. Following Donald McGurk's virtual talk on recording in April on observing and recording, people have also submitted photos on the iNaturalist app, the data from which eventually finds its way to the Thames Valley Environmental Records Centre database. The reduction in background noise has enabled us to listen to and identify individual bird songs and to submit them as audio records on the app too. So far, BNG members have contributed 720 observations of 325 species. Social media also provided the opportunity to draw attention to a number of national campaigns that chime with the activities of the group, as well as the strategic plan for nature in the village, namely the Wildlife Trust's Action for Insects, Plant Life's No Mow May, and the International Dawn Chorus Day and Hedgehog Awareness Week. The churchyard attracted positive comments for its reduced mowing regime during May, enabling cowslips, oxeye daisies, germander, speedwell, various cranesbill species, sweet violets, cuckoo flower, buttercups, etc. to be seen. To date, 30 species have been recorded, with doubtless more to come. The Benson Nature Group team also plan to get out and about to record wildflowers on the verges around the village before they are mown at the end of the summer. We'll post photos of what we discover on social media and on our website in due course. Like everyone else, it seems, Benson Nature Group has responded to lockdown by moving online. Our latest effort is a short 26-minute film called Wild About Benson, telling the story of the amazing diversity of green and blue spaces in the village and what BNG is doing to help make them the best they can be. It also covers the plans we have for the new green space as the village grows. Search for the Benson Nature Group YouTube channel to find it. The Benson Nature Group nesting bird survey is ongoing. A cold spell followed by a heatwave and lockdown will no doubt affect results. If you are taking part, please don't forget to send your results to Tom on his Thomas at his email address thomas.stevenson@ntlworld.com by the 31st of July. It will be interesting to see whether this year has been a good breeding season for wildlife. There have been no boats on the Thames, whereas normally it is estimated a staggering 70 to 80% of nests, including those of kingfishers, are destroyed by the wash from pleasure boats. lapwings have been recorded on Swinkham Downs, and it is hoped that these and other ground nesting birds will fare better this year. On the whole, it is believed that the reduction in human activity will have benefited wildlife, although, like most things, there will be losers too, such as foxes, red kites and other scavengers affected by the absence of roadkill. Sadly, the RSPB has seen a huge rise in the illegal killing of protected raptors, including hen harriers, peregrine falcons, red kites, goshawks, buzzards and a barn owl. Hedgehog rescuers have reported an increase in fatalities due to over-enthusiastic strimaholic gardeners. And in the few days since the easing of lockdown measures, our local wildlife trust has observed record levels of antisocial ill behaviour and vandalism on its nature reserves, causing untold disturbance to wildlife. But on a more positive note, we have some curlews in the area. They've been paying visits to the airfield, moving back and forth, we think, to meadows around Berwick Salom. Curlews are increasingly rare these days. They say there are only 300 pairs left south of Birmingham, so we'd be grateful if people shared their sightings. You are probably more likely to hear their haunting call, often very early in the morning. But remember, it is more important to record common species as well as rare sightings. If we know where our wildlife is, we can protect it. It's not just about influencing development and planning, but also about the long-term monitoring of the health and abundance of species. And finally, when all the social distancing measures are a thing of the past, let's hope we all remember the joy that nature has brought to us and continue to make time and space for it in our lives.